Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers have chosen a selection from the program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Cultivating a Compassionate Stance, comes from the audio program Free Yourself from Anxiety from Dr. Aaron Olivo. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Dr. Aaron Olivo in our Boulder studio for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick. It is clear that stress and anxiety affect many people in varying degrees of severity. In addressing this problem, Dr. Aaron Olivo offers the practices of mindfulness and self-compassion as powerful tools for addressing the anxiety in our life. And by clearly seeing how we're feeling and reacting in the world, we can respond in a healthy and natural manner. You can download this entire program, Free Yourself from Anxiety, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Cultivating a Compassionate Stance, with Dr. Aaron Olivo.
So I think it's important to point out that simply paying attention isn't the answer to all of life's problems. However, life's problems, stresses, anxieties, all can be seen more clearly when we have a clearer mind and when we are more present to them. So if we can start to see more clearly how we're feeling and how we're reacting in the world, we can actually begin to respond in a different way. One of the greatest benefits of mindful awareness is this very thing, that we move out of reaction mode and into responding mode so that we can make choices about how we want to deal with the anxieties, stresses, and problems that we're experiencing. Once we've learned to cultivate this state of wise mind, this calmer, clearer space, we can use that as a space to explore our distress. To be mindful means to be engaged and curious. And that engagement and that curiosity is not just about experience that feels pleasant. It's about curiously paying attention to whatever arises in the moment, whether that's neutral, comfortable, or uncomfortable. So it provides us with a tool for actually beginning to look at, acknowledge, and work with whatever distress might be present for us in any given moment. But I think it's important to point out that doing this, especially when we're feeling quite anxious, we're feeling that we're stuck in an emotion mind cycle, can be quite difficult and challenging, and it takes quite a bit of courage to actually engage in this way. Beyond courage, I think it also really takes compassion. And I think that it's important that we try to bring to our experience of mindfulness a sense of openness and compassion for ourselves and for what we find as we open ourselves up to a moment. Typically, we use the term compassion to refer to the attitude that we have in wishing and wanting for someone else's suffering to end. In the same way, we can bring that same level of compassion to ourselves in really trying to maintain an openness and a willingness to staying present with our experience. If we're being compassionate towards someone else, it means staying present. It means not tuning out to what the person is describing to you if they're telling you that they're going through a hard time. It means really inviting in more of the information that they're sharing with you. That's the same kind of compassionate stance we want to try to cultivate towards our own experience. In fact, one strategy for doing this might even be in a moment of experiencing some distress when you're practicing mindfulness, to imagine this experience as if it was a close friend that had that feeling of discomfort. One of the biggest challenges when we begin to open ourselves up to our experience of distress is that it's our natural tendency to want to avoid feeling it or to get lost in the rumination and the worry that is brought up by experiencing that distress. So I think it's really important that we maintain an intention to not allow that tuning out to happen when we do come into contact with distress or discomfort. So to not push it away and also not to engage it and attach to it, but rather to sit and allow the space for it and simply be present. So how can we begin to explore our distress using mindfulness? There are two key places where anxiety arises as we begin to pay attention to the moment. One is by tuning into our thoughts, and the other is by tuning into our body. I think anyone who's spent any time meditating knows that tuning into your body always gives you an opportunity to experience some level of discomfort or distress and practice and cultivate that sense of willingness and openness and compassion that we want to be bringing to that experience. Likewise, when we begin to tune into our thoughts, we also can find that ruminating, worrying sort of cycle of thinking can also arise as we're practicing attention in the moment. And that offers another opportunity for trying to stay with and not push away, but not get attached to the stream of thinking that might arise, but to simply label and acknowledge that these thoughts are occurring. So I imagine as you're listening to me talk about the idea of cultivating a space for working with and inviting in a sense of distress, you're probably imagining that this can be really challenging and wondering how this might actually work. I believe that this is one of those pieces of learning that we really need to experience to fully understand. You're going to get a lot of opportunity in the next session to practice the skills of cultivating calm and centered attention, the skill of cultivating a sense of mindful awareness of breath and body and thoughts, and an opportunity to learn how to cultivate and create a safe and clear space to begin to invite in distress. And then to actually begin to work with that distress with compassion, openness, and willingness. So first, a few points I'd like to make before you begin to practice. The first is that I really think that it's important that we begin to first cultivate a sense of a calm and relaxed body. I have a teacher that used to always describe when she was teaching different emotion regulation skills, she would say, you would never go and try to learn how to put up a tent in a hurricane. You would wait for a really nice sunny day when there was no wind, and you would go out and you would practice and practice and practice until you got really, really skilled at it. And I think that mindfulness practice is just the same. So I want to encourage you to be patient with yourself and allow yourself whatever time it might take for you to be able to really feel that you can cultivate that centered, calm attention. Then once we've actually cultivated our ability to sit with calm presence, we can then begin to work on inviting and allowing and noticing some of the distressing moments. But again, we wouldn't want to start with the most anxiety-provoking experiences. We wouldn't want to try to use these practices on the spot when we're feeling we're about to have a panic attack. We'd want to first be choosing when we're feeling ready to invite in a level of discomfort or distress and look at that level of discomfort or distress. And then ultimately, when we get even stronger in our ability to do this, we might then begin to use these practices as on-the-spot practices that really help us to transform the experience of the moment. So I really want to emphasize that I think that it's important that we move at a slow pace, move at a pace that feels comfortable to you, that we only begin to work on our anxiety and distress when we feel ready to do that. Some people might find that they do the relaxation practice and the basic mindfulness practices for weeks before they even want to go on to listening to some of the other practices. Other people might feel that they really already have cultivated that skill and want to move right on to working within the healing space and working with their distress. Trust your instincts and follow your intuition on what you're ready for. One final reminder before we end this session. The focus of these practices is not to free yourself from anxiety, because there is actually some intelligence in the anxiety that you're experiencing. But rather, the focus will be on freeing yourself from the suffering of anxiety. And we'll be learning these practices together in the next session.